Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're learning about all that, that's for sure. Well, good morning, 741, and on the line with us for the Jimmy Carter Report is Mr. Carter himself, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and the good folks I visited with last night from Prime Bank of Texas. Good folks. Jimmy, happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, happy Friday. Oil going down a little bit this morning at 75. The Dow is going up and down in pre-market trading. Gold up $23.50. That always worries me because gold is an indicator of people getting nervous about different stuff. Tesla stock down 6%, looking at the money stuff today. And one thing that seems to be happening around the country, the closing of drug stores. Now, I can't remember as Austin has drug stores on every corner. I know Nashville.
No. Austin has two drug stores in every corner. One side's Walgreens, the other side's CVS.
Yeah, like the right. People's Drug.
Like to, yes, that's true. And these drug stores around the country are consolidating, and then they're closing stores that aren't. I don't know how many often you go to a drug store. I've gone to get a shot most recently, and there's always action in the pharmacy, you know, in the drive-up window. That never slows down. But just the drugstore itself, they've gone to self-checkout in some of these, CVS that I'm thinking about. But I never see anybody in there very much, maybe one or two, you know, for that big old store that's got everything from laundry detergent to hair products and everything in between. So I think some of those stores that are real estate investments on the front end, like McDonald's are, you know, it's that story of McDonald's, they're closing them around the country. So they're saying that in some cities and areas, they're getting drugstore deserts where they don't have any drugstores around, and they're having to drive a distance to, say, a Walmart or something to get their drugs filled. So I don't know. You get Amazon Prime, too, and I've been guilty of buying a lot of those things I would have normally bought at a drugstore through Amazon, but I don't know. I feel bad about it, though. I feel guilty when I do something like that. Where do you buy stuff like toothpaste?
H-E-B?
Yeah. No, I might have a different answer on that.
Or Berkshire Brothers, right up store from me.
Because I have bought so much toothpaste that I'm not going to run out before I die.
Do you got, are sure you that. A... toothpaste hoarder?
You're hoarding toothpaste?
No, you can find the kind you like. It'll go on sale, and you pick it up at, because I go to CVS and Walgreens, and I'm in their clubs, and then, it'll say right away.
Well, you're going to freak out if they start closing some of these up then, aren't you? You're gonna
you got $6 credit. You can just spend any way you want, and then you see they put the toothpaste on sale, you know, four tubes for $6. I buy it. I don't think you can go.
Bob's a shopper.
It can't go.
Oh, big time!
You have to.
He's got the gene.
I don't think it can go bad. Toothpaste.
Okay, moving along. Two people have died. 35 hurt after a chemical leak at the PEMEX facility in Houston in Deer Park. PEMEX, P-E-M-E-X, is the Mexican state-owned petroleum company.
It is.
Owned and operated by the Mexican government. And this one's in Deer Park, and they've dealt with an emergency about 4:40 p.m., the leak of hydrogen sulfide. One person dead, a bunch of people in the plant hurt and don't know what their conditions are right now. I don't like to go to caves and that type of stuff, even in my times when I've gone to Carlsbad Caverns.
Oh, I heard this story.
Mammoth Cave up in Kentucky. It freaks me out. What's the one in Chattanooga? Ruby Falls. Oh, my Lord. You go down some elevator and you're in some regular mine, or I don't know what the hell it is. It's terrible. 12 people rescued, one person dead, but they're not clear about the one person, how they got killed. When the elevator malfunctioned and inside a Colorado gold mine that's for tourists, 150 meters beneath the surface, creating a severe danger for the participants. One was killed, 12 were trapped below ground. They had access to water. Atmosphere was considered good. They were safe. Communication with authorities and radios while they were waiting to be rescued. They gave them pizza when they came out. And
did they get all of them out?
Well, I guess they finally did. After they were there for about 6 hours, they were going to bring them up by rope, but I think they got the elevator fixed somehow, and or rewired it up or whatever.
I did one of these in Cripple Creek, Cripple Creek, Colorado. It was a mine, and you get down there, and they take you all the way to the bottom, and then they flip the lights off, and they're like, it's complete silence. It kind of freaked me out a little bit.
No, they did that at Mammoth Cave in Kentucky. That's one of the larger. Then they cut the lights off, and man, you didn't know you didn't know up was down and down was up. You couldn't see your feet. It freaked me. I did not like it. I don't even like talking about it.
In fact, I googled it up while you were talking. The two most famous caves in the world. Three, Mammoth Cave, as you said, in Kentucky. Mm-hmm.
North of Nashville.
Waitomo Glowworm Cave in New Zealand. And number three most famous cave in the world is Carlsbad Cavern. I've been to that one.
Yeah.
You just walk in and it just you slowly kind of go down. You don't have to take an elevator, down to the center of the earth. That is freaky.
Well, see, we did that. We took the elevator down as kids. I think we took the elevator back up, but some people walked out. Maybe they do it differently now, but I don't know.
I haven't been
Disney
in a
World,
while.
Universal, Disney World, SeaWorld, all those things. Tampa Airport, Orlando Airport are all opening up this morning. Everything is supposed to be better. There's still a lot of standing water. Death toll is about, some people say 11, some say 13. I know one was a worker yesterday in St. Petersburg that was killed during the recovery. And a lot of standing water, though. Weird things. It was one house, and I'd never seen this in all the coverage of storms. One house was halfway filled up with sand. That was really weird. I don't know if you saw that picture.
Eric showed me. We talked about it on the air this morning. It was
weird.
It reminded me of if you've ever been in big snow drifts. Except it was sand.
Yeah, that's right. It looked like snow had gotten in the house somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. Weird, weird, weird. Now, weather people around the country are having trouble. I almost fell for this one yesterday. There is no such thing as a hurricane named Nadine. But there were some really great-looking graphics of people putting it out yesterday as it was coming after Milton. It was totally fake news. And I think even one of the network radio broadcast even fell for it. But Rolling Stone has done an article with different weathermen across the country about how much misinformation is out there about the weather and then things.
But by the way, you're right. There is no Nadine. It's not even a tropical storm. But the chance that it's going to develop is only at 40%. So there is no hurricane headed to Florida.
Had a little bit of information, and then just for meanness, mm-hmm. or just because these people are, meme people are crazy. Said there's all the weather people are all in a tizzy though about having to. Well, there's people that are saying these hurricanes have been created from space lasers. They're confirmed that the government is modifying the weather. Some people are saying that the Category 5 can turn into a Category 6, at which point it becomes a tornado. There's just a lot of weirdness going on out there. Social media. You know, how we ever got started down that road on a lot of things, I've never, you know, I don't know who to blame, because the internet comes along, okay, it's a great thing, it's been used by scientists. And then all of a sudden we're able to go out there and piddle-paddle around on AOL, who I guess that was one of the, that was the Christopher Columbus social media things. And yeah, you got mail and that thing. And
yeah.
You know, setting up. But the fact that, number one, that the government didn't want to do it when you were doing mail, so they subverted the U.S. mail and just about put it out of business. If they had charged, you know, 0.1 cent for an email, they may not be in the shape that they're in with the Postal Service. And then the fact that they were busy hiding Playboy magazine and Penthouse under the table at a 7-Eleven, so afraid somebody's going to see it. And then they let the internet out there that's got porn.com and everything else, and you're seeing things that you never dreamed of in any publication that was out there on a newsstand, and that was okay. So I don't understand how and why we do things in this country sometimes. But, you know, it did, and it has, and the internet is way out of control. At the West, it does great things, but as we've seen with people that are foreign visitors coming in, and, you know, they say that I haven't seen any fake election stuff, at least in my world. Maybe it's out there from the Chinese and from whoever else is supposed to be putting stuff out there, but it's supposed to be there. So beware of fake news, for sure.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Without doing equal time, Kamala Harris is saying a bunch now, it's time to turn the page. So let's, I'll do equal time the other way later. Let's turn the page to page two. Here's Jimmy Carter.
All right, President Trump's daughter, Marla Maples, young daughter to Tiffany, who is 30 years old, going to have a baby. She's married to a guy named Michael, and they're going to have their first child. Disney getting yelled at for selling $10 peanut butter and jelly sandwich kits to guests that were stranded at the park during the hurricane. They think they should have given them away.
So they're staying in the hotels?
No, they were like they had park guests, I guess. I don't know if they just made them, said theme park closed down. Some resort guests found themselves stranded and forced to ride out the park in the park.
Oh, really? Like it was a shelter?
Yeah, like it was a shelter because they had nowhere to go. And they couldn't get out of the road because, you know, they opened for half a day. They opened for half a day on what day of the week? Wednesday, I think.
Yeah, the day it was coming in.
I mean, if you're brave enough to stay there to start with, you got $10 for PB&J.
Well, they stayed open till noon. It was hitting the shore over there expect to be about, you know, and of course you get effects way before that, at 7 at night. If you had left, you really didn't have enough time to get out.
I know.
There.
You're risking it to start with a little bit.
Unless you had a hotel reservation. Where were you going?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right, football this weekend. This is a good sports weekend, really good sports weekend. Tonight's baseball, Los Angeles, San Diego on Fox. Now, I know some people in New York that are hoping that the Mets win the National League and the Yankees win the American League, and they'll be, for the first time in a lot of years, a Subway Series. That might be interesting. I can't believe the Mets are as far. You were talking about you can't buy a team. Well, you know, there's a really rich dude that paid a lot of money to build that Mets team. I can't believe they're
doing it. And it's taken
them
forever to finally have a winning year. And it would look, and it looked dicey part of this year. But that's what we're also saying about the, you know, the New York Yankees. They haven't been to the World Series in 15 years. And other than maybe a couple of years, the Dodgers' payroll kind of beat them a little bit. That nobody's been spending more. They but also point out, Jimmy, Cowboys ain't been to the Super Bowl in 29 years.
Yes. Yeah, that is. That's a strange situation in Dallas, anyway.
It's still
strange.
America's team, crazy.
All right, speaking of that, Cotton Bowl still there in Texas OU weekend. Texas a 14.5-point favorite. Over and under right now is 54.5, I believe. And a lot of people in the SEC will be watching that game. No one really thinks that Oklahoma can do it because we weren't impressed what they did with Auburn, but who knows? And then you guys are...
Just know Oklahoma has... A very good, I'm not, you know, that's to my eye, but I'm talking about what the experts are. They got a very good defense.
Fifth-ranked defense.
It's just very good.
I thought their defense was pretty good against Auburn, but Auburn still did some big plays on them. I don't know. I just wasn't that impressed overall with Oklahoma. Alabama minus 21 against South Carolina. That's one of those 11 a.m. games, you know.
I bet Alabama plays pretty good.
We'll see. Yeah, you would think they would.
Yeah, they will.
I bet on them. A great game, another important SEC game. This is a big, some good games this weekend. Ole Miss at LSU.
Ooh,
Ole Miss is a favorite at LSU by 3.5 points, over and under 61.5.
Go Tigers!
So that's a night game in the Tigerland. So be able to watch Alabama first, Texas OU second, and then somewhere in there is Florida at Tennessee. Got to see how Tennessee bounces back. I think Alabama plays them in Knoxville maybe next weekend.
Yeah, that Penn State-USC game, if we're not losing too many people that don't care that deep, but, you know, USC not ranked, but they're pretty good, and Penn State's up to number 4.
Yeah, I'd be probably finding something else to do.
But one week ago today, right here, I said, who you playing tomorrow, Jimmy? Alabama, his team for. And he says, Vanderbilt. Said, we got that.
Vanderbilt
and I said,
sucks.
And I said, Jimmy, do not look past Vanderbilt. And you, to your credit, you said, oh, you're right. This got trap game written all over.
Well, it's a trap game. It smelled like a trap game. Found out later they even put rat traps all over the practice area. But it didn't matter. You got to get up early if you want to watch NFL on Sunday morning. They're in London, Jacksonville, and Chicago. And
last week, were they in Brazil or something? In
London.
Yeah. Really?
9:30.
But they have been in Brazil. Yeah, they've been all over the place.
Nobody's watching that, I don't think.
I woke up watching.
Well, they're doing it for over there. But
right.
Yeah, they're doing it for over there. They want to be worldwide. They want to be like NBA. They want to be worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my story. Have a good weekend. And
stay out of.
It's going to be a quite beautiful weekend.
Stay out of caves, Jimmy.
You too, Jimmy. Have a safe one.
Don't worry there.
And we'll hook them and you roll your tide.
All right,
brother. That'd be number one Texas I was talking about.
Oh,
he hung up.
Oh, yeah, he already hung up.
Hey, there is a couple of games tonight. If you're not traveling to Dallas, whatever. Number 3 in America, Oregon, plays Purdue tonight at 7. And the Oklahoma State Cowboys are traveling to play number 14, BYU. Oklahoma State fell out of the rankings, didn't they?
Yeah, they've struggled this year. Pick 12 is up for grabs. But who's keeping track?
We're number one.
Oh, see.
How do you like me now?
I just looked at it. 9 years ago tomorrow, Texas was a 16.5-point underdog. And they end up winning. So you can be a dog and... So that's why I'm not buying the cheese of this weekend with Texas OU 14.5-point favorite. I think it's going to be so much closer than that. And Bob's going to give us his lead pipe lock score coming up.
Oh, come on. You forced me into that.
No, you've been very forthcoming. Like, this is...
Texas will win the game.
Okay.
But...
That's all I need.
You want a score.
I don't need a score.
Yeah, I got into a big discussion.
I'm not a score guy.
Night.
I just want...
I don't know.
I'll take a dub over anything else.
Like Jimmy said, the over-under, what is it?
14 and a half? Oh, I don't know.
52?
I don't even understand all that. Over and under is like, you know, they're going to come up with 52 points between the two of them, right?
Well, Audrey down the hall went to OU, and she said it's going to be 44 to 13.
I said, OU?
No, Texas. I said... 44. I mean, again, the over-under is like 50. So,
oh, it can happen.
At this game? You're not kidding, brother. Good morning. Welcome back in to Fun Friday. Stick with us this morning. Much more to go with Eric and Bob in the morning talk show from our studios in Austin at 95.9 Texas Country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.